The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
When the time has come for moving on, you can't go wrong.
Pointing You Home with Eric Stewart on WMAL.
Pointing You Home.
Now, here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Good morning. Welcome back to Pointing You Home, your number one local real estate news resource. We have a great show planned for you today, so stay tuned. At 8:30, we have the Senior Solutions Show, finishing our conversation on dementia. But now let's just jump right into some local news that matters to you.
Come to Wegmans. Welcome to Wegmans.
Wegmans is coming to the Twin Brook development. Now, this is a really big deal for Twin Brook. B.F. Saul announced Tuesday that it signed a lease with the popular Rochester, New York-based grocer to come in by the Twin Brook Metro Station. Now, if you're familiar with Rockville, Rockville runs up and down Rockville Pike, coming out of White Flint Mall all the way north into downtown Rockville. And in the middle of it is Twin Brook. And it is one of the stops on the metro. And Wegmans is a super popular grocer. And so to have Wegmans coming in, there's a Safeway over in that area as well. To have Wegmans coming in will bring, I think, more development. It will make it easier for those who live in Montgomery County to get their shopping done for the foods they like at popular Wegmans.
Hot town, summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match.
Hey, this summer, 2018, gonna be blazing hot. Have you heard that? That's right. The Potomac Almanac says that we're going to have a hot, wet American summer here. It's a publication that is 200 years old. You've probably heard the Farmer's Almanac. It's so it isn't always right, but they're saying the country will see the hottest temperatures here, especially in July. The Southeast, which would include Maryland, will experience the triple H's. Have you heard those? Hazy, hot, and humid? Boy, it seems like when I was a kid in the 70s, that's all we ever heard about. And the only relief that we had was going to the pool. Air conditioning systems in cars didn't work that well back then like they do now. Not until autumn is it going to be comfortable to truly enjoy outdoor activities. Now, I got to say, we've just seen hot weather the last few days for the first time all year long. And it's nice. It's nice right now because it's come off of what I think has been a very long and cool spring so far. So if you're heading out of town, heading up to the northwest, it's going to be cooler and drier. More so this coming summer. So I'm hoping to get out and do some backpacking out in the Tetons. One of my favorite places to go out near Boulder and then up to Jenny Lake and the Tetons and maybe do some backpacking up there in the Alaskan Basin behind Jenny Lake.
I don't need no fraud. I don't need no fraud.
So have you heard about this this wire fraud, just systemic wire fraud issue? In an effort to educate our clients about the risk of wire fraud, a number of the real estate associations are developing notices that we're including on every listing that we take and every time we talk with a buyer or sign a buyer agency agreement, making you aware that you need to be careful who you talk to if someone calls you and says that they're from the IRS. The IRS doesn't call. We've heard that one. But if you're in the middle of a real estate transaction and Sally Mae calls you from the settlement company and says, hey, I'm Sally Mae, I work over it, and they know the company, they know where it's located, and we want to verify your account number for wiring instructions, don't do it. Never trust wiring instructions that are sent via an email either. Cyber criminals are hacking email accounts and sending emails with fake wiring instructions. Last week, I was settling a home that I'd sold, and there was a person at the front desk working at that title office at Sage Title there in Bethesda, really fine settlement company. And I have an assistant, her name is Layla Watts, and she works for me, and wonderful closing coordinator that she is. She asked me if Teresa Watts was also in my group, and I said no, and I said, why? And she said, well, because it appears like her account was just hacked. She happens to be a real estate agent with a different company. And at least that was the suggestion. There was a concern attachment to a file look like it was malware? Hard to know, right? So cyber criminals are hacking email accounts and sending emails with fake wiring instructions. Now, you may not have heard this, but downtown DC, there was a home that was sold, and the funds that were being brought to settlement were wired by the buyer to the settlement company. Accidentally, it was wired, buyer didn't mean to do this, but wired this money to a hacker, all of it. What did the hacker do? He had hacked the settlement company's email account, taken over all the information, sent a request to change the wiring instructions to the buyers. The buyers followed through with that. The buyers sued that settlement company. I've seen mortgage rates jumping recently. It's 4.25%, 4.5%. We have a home that we put up for sale. Buyer came in. This is conventional financing up to $625,000. The 30-year fixed rate is averaging 4.6% fixed rate. That's an 11 basis point gain from just a week ago, and it's the highest since 2013. Mortgage rates are following the yields of the benchmark U.S. 10-year Treasury note. Now, what that means is that when the U.S. government lends money for 10 years, banks will take it and turn around and lend that money to end users like mortgagees, those of us who take a mortgage out on a property. Who makes the spread? The bank does. So if the bank borrows money right now at about 3%, they'll lend it for 4.5%. They'll pick up 1.5% for managing that whole process. That's how lending works. So the higher the 10-year treasury, the higher the fixed rate. In fact, the 10-year treasury is what's used for the 30-year fixed rate mortgage. Why the 10-year is the basis? Actually, I don't know the answer to that question. I just know that that is and has always been the case. You know, what's noise pollution? How does it affect property values? Have you ever considered houses that are right by Dulles Airport, BWI, down at near the Reagan Airport? You know, noise pollution can be a major downer for those who buy near those airports or near train stations or near places where there's a lot of noise consistently. Now, so let me just define it. What is it exactly? Okay, so there's some variables in this mix. Any noise you don't like is noise pollution. You open up your windows, you put on your fan, 8 o'clock in the morning, Saturday, all of a sudden you hear that. The grass cutters arrive, and all of a sudden the grass cutters are there Saturday at all the houses around you, and that's noise pollution. All of a sudden the peacefulness of that spot has been erased by noise you don't like. So that's the basic essence of it. Noise that exceeds a certain ambient sound by more than 10 decibels, as measured this way, from 15 feet from the source, inside any property or on a public street, anything that measures 10 decibels, okay, by more than 10 decibels. Let me repeat this and restate it. Noise that exceeds the ambient sound level by more than 10 decibels, as measured from 15 feet from that source, from the inside of any property or on a public street, is prohibited. So if you open your windows and the ambient natural sound, if you've got 10 decibels higher than that, that is not allowed. One of the things that rules that have been put into effect in most jurisdictions of our country have been timeframes during which construction can happen. Recently, I made a trip to Italy, and I was in Florence, and, you know, they don't have such rules in Florence because, my golly, there was a Louis Vuitton shop about a block away that was being constructed on all night long. And we were in a nice hotel, but, hey, could hear it the whole night. It was very disruptive. Fortunately, we do have rules here where you have to shut things off at a certain time of day, typically around 5, and then you can't start before 8 or 9, or in some cases 7:30. You can't start construction. Find out, if you're bothered, find out what the rules are. Ambient sound level in New York City is considerably louder than in a rural area. So you remember, different areas are going to have different ambient sound levels just based on the number of people and the cars and so on. So how do you measure noise pollution near your house? Decibels are often used to measure the intensity of sound. There are more accurate ways to identify noise pollution around a particular house. And when it comes to getting ballpark figures for typical noise levels, you might want to come by that property during the daytime, come by in the evening time, and come by first thing in the morning, and just do a test. Identify the noise pollution culprits. If your home backs up to an elementary school, I had a property I sold this year that backed up to an elementary school. And you know what? The seller said, we bought this house because it does back up to an elementary school. But we had buyers who balked at that and said, we don't want to have the noise of the kids and the bells and stuff. Well, it's an elementary school. So after 3 o'clock in the afternoon, there's pretty much no noise, right? Because there's nobody there and there's no lights on in the weekends and so on. Still, there's a above level ambient noise when you've got buses coming through places. You want to consider, how does noise affect a property? I sold and settled a home just recently that was on a busy street, double yellow line. Now, it had several factors to it. One, it had a slight view of power lines, which is a negative and has a different negativity to it. Part of it was the double yellow line, the fear of traffic moving quickly in front of the home. But also there's that noise of trucks moving in front, that sound, and that does have an impact. There is an impact. Gauging what that impact is and whether you can live with it or not, that's what you have to decide. Want some help deciding it? Well, that's what we're here for at the Eric Stewart Group at Long & Foster. This is my 30th year in real estate, 14 years on the radio here on WMAL. Yours truly. I'm here to help you make good decisions. Time has come for you to think about moving. Same thing. EricStewartGroup.com for our free guides on how to think about buying or selling. EricStewartGroup.com or call us toll-free right now, 800-900-9104. New listings coming to the market right after this.
This is Pointing You Home on WMAL.
Ever want to build a compound for you and your family? Ever think, have you ever thought of this idea of buying four lots in Vienna in the Langley High School District, offered at $2.8 million? So, folks, we're talking $700,000 per lot. They will not be sold separately. These are four gorgeous, exceptional lots owned by the Millard McGavin family for over 100 years. Who are they? Well, Addison Millard and his wife, Emma Millard, moved to Fairfax County and purchased the historic Colvin Run Mill in May of 1883. They had a large family, and they quickly proved to be community leaders, focusing their efforts to run the mill, establish a community cemetery, and hosting activities for the local children. Addison Millard passed away unexpectedly in 1898 and left the mill to his wife, Emma. She operated the mill with the assistance of two of her sons, Samuel and Alfred. A woman running a business solely and with a large family from 1898 onward was very unusual at that time. And ultimately, the Colvin Run Mill was passed along to Emma's son, Samuel, who ran the mill, until it was sold in 1934. The Millard era was proven to be the mill's most prosperous period of operation. The name Windswept was the name of the Samuel and Olive Millard farm. Today's remaining acreage was originally part of a 40-acre farm that was purchased in 1915 and was cut in half in the early 1940s for the realigned Leesburg Pike. This property offers easy access to Tyson's, Reston, the Silver Line Metro. It's only 15 minutes away from the Dulles International Airport, being relatively close to McLean. You're able to drive to Washington, D.C. within minutes using the George Washington Parkway. This is four lots, ranging in size from 1.5 to 2.5 acres. So these are estate lots currently zoned R1 and ready to build, including existing easements for driveway and utilities. Potential subdivision, maybe. But even still, let's do the math. At $700,000 a lot, you could put homes on this property at $2 million apiece if you're a builder and sell them quickly because of the location. Do the math. 2.5 times 700. Well, 2 times 700 is 1.4, and 1/2 of 700 is 350,000. That gets us to the golden number of 1.75, gives a lot of upside potential for options if you're a builder or thinking as an investor and want to own this property. The history makes it unusual. The financial opportunity makes it exciting. It's a rare opportunity to own a gorgeous piece of land with great potential for subdivision and resale. Hey, nearby Great Falls National Park, several parks owned by the Fairfax County Park Authority like Colvin Run Mill, Riverbend Park, Lake Fairfax, the Watermine, Drainsville Tavern, and Sully, just to name a few. Hey, what about the world-renowned Wolf Trap National Park for the performing arts? I know I'll be there this summer catching some great shows. And the barns at Wolf Trap 2, all conveniently located 3 miles to the east of the property. Hey, you want to take a look? Go to ericstewartgroup.com. Take a look at our property right there on Leesburg Pike. Right away. Close to Tyson's, resting in Metro Silver Line 2.
I see your heart.
You may be thinking about making a move. And after 30 years in real estate, we are telling our clients right now, this market right now is very, very solid. Putting homes on the market and selling them almost immediately, in some cases, well above previous list prices. You might hear these discount brokers who offer to save you money. You know, there's two ways to make money. You sell a house for more, or you cut the cost, right? I like what Jack Welch said. Best way to save is to grow your business. We firmly believe at the Eric Stewart Group, we can help you sell your home for much more. The net will be better than any kind of savings you could get from somebody who may not know how to sell the value the way that we do. Want to talk to us? Give us a call right now on our toll-free number at 800-900-9104. That's 800-900-9104 at the Eric Stewart Group at Long & Foster. We're licensed in Maryland, D.C., and Virginia, and we help people all over the country find excellent real estate agents through our partner arm called Relocation Nation. In fact, they're the sponsor of this evening's show at 9:30. Yes, I have another show tonight at 9:30, and that show is called Real Estate Now, and it's all nationally focused real estate information. Our website is ericstewartgroup.com. Feel free to go there, download any of our free guides on how to get ready to sell, downsize, sell as is, or find out more about our quiet listing or our builder network, how to sell your home when it just needs to be torn down so it's painless and you get top dollar. All of this and more at ericstewartgroup.com. Another home we have on the luxury front is located in Potomac, Maryland. And this home, which has been owned in the same family for about 65 years, is at 9311 Harrington Drive in Potomac, Maryland. You know, just at the front of this street right there at River Road, none other than the original Wonder Woman lives. Yes, this is one of the few exceptional streets within all of Potomac. And this property at the very end of the street rests up on a knoll 3.27 acres of land. It's a incredible 1953 Frank Lloyd Wright-infused colonial with four bedrooms and three full baths, bounded by streams on two sides. The home offers a wonderful opportunity for expansion on the great big level front yard. If you wanted to build a home in the $5 to $6 to $7 million range, the properties around you can support that value. Yes, there are many homes nearby that are in that price range. This home is listed for a very, very reasonable $1,898,000. You've got to see the virtual tour to get a sense of what I'm talking about. Take a look at this as potentially a lot to be built on, a home to be renovated, or just a home to move into. That's 9311 Harrington Drive in Potomac, Maryland at ericstewartgroup.com. Also in Potomac, on 12 Redbud Court for $1,850,000, we've got a home that's on a half-acre lot, six-bedroom, five-and-a-half-bath, single-family home that was built just 3 years ago, 2 years ago, excuse me, in early 2017. Well worth a look. Just sold a home on Hunt Valley Court in the Falconhurst subdivision. This is over $1,600,000. We have a new listing on Smoke Tree Road in Potomac and Regency Estates for $1,400,000. And also, we've got listings on Wickland Drive in Clifton, Virginia for $1.1. This is a 5,000-square-foot home built in 1988. Exceptional backyard, front yard, and interior finishes. You can see that property at ericstewartgroup.com. Hey, looking for an investment? Well, let me give you also, a subdivision investment that we've just put up for sale in the Willerburn Acres subdivision of Potomac, Maryland. It's 11801 Seven Locks Road in Potomac. This is a little more than an acre of land that is zoned R90, meaning it could allow for up to four lots if you could justify it. I think based on the configuration of the property, it's really a two-lot subdivision, maybe three. But let's do the math. We're asking $1,070,000, which means each potential lot would be raw $535,000. You'd probably need to put about $150,000 total into the finishing of this property. So add $150,000 to $1,070,000, and you've got $1,220,000, or approximately $610,000 per lot. You could build two great, beautiful big homes for and sell them new for $1,500,000 and walk away with $150,000 in gain on each of those properties. In fact, right behind this, a lot just went up for sale, a lot with a home that was built maybe 10 years ago at $1,650,000, and it sold in just 4 days. So if you want to take your money out of the market and maybe put it into real estate, try something different for the first time, give me a call. I'll be happy to give you a personal tour of that property, 11801 Seven Locks Road. Just sold a property in Reston, Virginia at 1133 Round Pebble Lane in East Reston, Virginia. Listed for $925,000, folks. We got it. Market demand for the property was hot. Very excited to have that one done and finished. Have a property on the market right now in Oakton, Virginia, 11427 Vail Spring Drive in Oakton, Virginia. We want your properties, folks. We want to list your homes and put them up for sale and sell them quickly like we are these other properties. In fact, we just put a home on the market on Burnside Landing Court in Burke, Virginia, $725,000, above market value, sold it immediately. Well, that'll wrap it up for Pointing You Home this morning, but if you can, stay with me for Senior Solutions coming up next.
The Eric Stewart Show, Pointing You Home on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.